Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. John Wolowitz grew up in Philadelphia, but spent his adult life in New York City, where he wrote hundreds of wonderful songs, many of them about New York. Stay tuned for the New York songs of John Wolowitz.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
After I finished a talk some years ago, somebody asked me why they didn't write songs like they used to. I gave him the short answer, they never did. But then I suggested that he listen to John Wolowitz. John's sister was in the audience, and she approached me afterwards. Soon after, I did a show of Wolowitz's songs and sent it to her. John emailed me a response. We traded emails and eventually met, and we're on our way to becoming friends, and then he was gone. But not before he gave all of us a wonderful gift. To demonstrate his great range, here are I Live Alone Again and Freeze Me.
This song is about the most abhorrent of human conditions, when love is over, when love has gone. And there are two different points of view expressed here. Just another day of the week. If I could only make myself believe it, it's just another moment in time and space. Yet this place, how can I leave it? How can I erase the memory of your face? How can I conceive it? Check the lock. I turn to look inside and then I wind the clock. I pull the blind and now I find I live alone again. I light a match, a cigarette. I look around this room. I wish I had a pet. My eyes are dry, but now I sigh. I live alone again. I step outside, a breath of air, and everywhere your face is there to see. I close my eyes, I whisper lies, those little lies were so dear to me. Since I met you, I feel 17. I've begun to begin my begin. Every dream has come practically true. So I want to go on dreaming with you. To continue our lifetime of bliss, I've discovered a plan I can't miss. But there's one thing I urgently desire. On the unlikely chance I expire immediately, dearest, I want you to freeze me. My darling, just freeze me. I have no intention of letting our love ever fade. If you want to please me, be an angel and freeze me. I have no desire for heavenly fire or some seraphic charade. And if your bell tolls and first you're chosen, elect to have your delectable persona frozen. But if I go before you, freeze me. I'm having a crazed nerve, you see. So pay the power and light, whatever the cost. For you know I'll be lost if I start to defrost. And darling, I beg on my knees, no autopsy, please. Freeze me.
John Wolowich, I Live Alone Again, and Freeze Me. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Like so many of the songs from the Great American Songbook, John Wolowich's songs often have an urban sensibility, even when they never mention New York, and obviously when they do. He always wrote songs, a couple of thousand of them, and New York was always nearby, a starting point, a destination, a beginning, a culmination. He wrote opening numbers and closing numbers, and Manhattan was always in his sights. John Wolowich, Back on the Town.
Back on the town, I'm stepping out on my own. Back on the town, I'm doing it all alone. I want those bright lights, night lights, hot lights, spotlights shining. The moon on Manhattan will provide my silver lining. Back on the town, my attitude's right in style while others frown. I'm wearing my great big smile, I'll drown my sorrow. And tomorrow I will do this town a brown, and I'll refuse to sing the blues. Maybe I'll win, well how can I lose? Running around back on the town. Choose right in style while others frown. I'm wearing my great big smile. I live 100 different lives with high-class folks and low-class dives. And I'll refuse to sing the blues. Maybe I'll win, but how can I lose? Running around back on the town. Back on the town.
John Wolowich, Back on the Town. I know you may never have heard of Wolowich. He died in 2007 at the age of 81, long after the Great American Songbook had faded. Yet his wit, his inventiveness, and his deeply felt melodies and lyrics claim for him a belated membership. Wit, inventiveness, deeply felt melodies and lyrics. It sounds exactly like what you'd expect from a songwriter rooted deeply in a life lived largely in Manhattan. He first dreamt of New York when he was only 6 and living in a bad neighborhood in Philadelphia. He arrived in the early 50s and stayed for the rest of his life, even though his boyhood dream and the grittier reality never exactly coincided. He still loved the place. This song is a tribute to the mother who encouraged his dream of what felt like a faraway Shangri-La. This is Manhattan, You're a Dream. The singer is John Wolowich.
I'm standing at the dead end of 50th Street East. That's Irving Berlin's house on my right. I've been walking the dog, and I stopped just now to look out on the river toward Long Island City. And those signs, Hallen Industries, Sternberger Warehouse, Hoffman Beverages, Silver Cup, Executone Systems, Daily News, Pepsi Cola, Vidal Sassoon Hair Care. Steinway Piano. Suddenly I see Mama. All at once I'm six again. I hear Mama tell us kids, Brother Paul, Brother Edward, Sister Anna May and me, about a world of tomorrow. A city of towers and turrets and trilons and perispheres. Ah, the years. I was back in South Philadelphia then, when my magical new dream had been born. And I knew even then that my future lay in that city of towers and turrets and trilons and perispheres. Don't count the tears. Winnie tugs at her leash now. Now we trot back through Beekman Place. Thank you, Mama, for my dream of a world of tomorrow. I still feel the way that I felt on that day oh so long ago. Mama, long ago. Manhattan, you're a dream. A dream I'll hold to me. To me, you're all the world and more. Manhattan, you're a dream. A dream I've loved so long. So long as you're my friend, I'll bend in any storm. For you're the one who gave me hope when all was hopeless. Right by my side you stood throughout my darkest night. I still remember when you taught me to live. And then you lit your shining lamp. You helped to guide me home. Manhattan, you're a dream. I'll dream my whole life through. Manhattan, you're one dream that finally came true. Hopeless. Right by my side you stood throughout my darkest night. I still remember when you taught me to love again. You held your shining lamp. You helped to guide me home. You're a dream, I'll dream my whole life long. Manhattan, you're the words and music of my song. Good night, Mama. Come on, Winnie.
John Wolowitz, Manhattan, You're a Dream. Wolowitz moved into an apartment just off Beekman Place on Manhattan's Far East Side. Irving Berlin lived in the neighborhood, and Wolowitz eventually cultivated a nodding acquaintance with Greta Garbo. One of his best ballads comes from that neighborhood, specifically the front room of his apartment, facing out onto East 51st Street. He set the song at 1 a.m. when the rest of the city is asleep, except for the two of us. Margaret Whiting, Come a Little Closer.
Come a little closer, I will sing you my song. Just a little closer, it won't take very long. It's late and we can't play the piano too loud, 'cause the neighbors upstairs are asleep and dreaming. Come a little closer, I will tell you my happiness softly, sweetly. Come a little closer and let me sing my song a little closer. It won't take very long, and when it's finished, I know we'll be a little closer than we are. Just a little closer than we were before. Come a little closer, I will sing you my song. Just a little closer, it won't take very long. It's late and we can't play the piano too loud, 'cause the neighbors upstairs are asleep and dreaming. Come a little closer, I will tell you my a little closer and let me sing my song a little closer. It won't take very long, and when it's finished, I know we'll be a little closer than we are. Just a little closer than
Margaret Whiting, Come a Little Closer. Wolowitz was a romantic. His romanticism appeared in his ballads, but also in his songs to New York. Some people write love songs set in New York, others write love songs to New York. Wolowitz did both, often in the same song. To be fair, his New York excluded whole boroughs. It was a rarefied place, precious and redeeming, as long as you face the truth about it. Things began to decline in the 50s, and by the 70s they were in free fall. But the city survived, and so did Wallowitch, and his friends, and his dreams. He could still imagine a dream of New York, and also someone new arriving. John Wallowitch, This Moment, and Sue Gandy, Stranger in Manhattan.
It takes a life to realize what life is all about. And life is all about this moment. I'm here with you. Before we're through, what secret will we tell? I'll learn to know you well. This moment, how soon, too soon, the hours fly. I hear the clock go ticking by. I won't pretend that time has been my friend. I bring my song to sing my song for you until the end. And as I live my days, I'll count the wondrous ways brought me here to praise this moment. I hear the clock go ticking by. I only hope that time will be your friend. My life, to give my life with love. Oh, don't you see? If only you'll agree, please come along with me. I only guarantee this moment.
The city night is bright and inviting. The children laugh, it's all so exciting. The moon looks down and thinks, what a happy town. You're new to me, but I know you'll be untrue to me. Don't laugh or protest. I know what's best. The city has confessed. So before you disappear, stranger, lend me your ear. Stranger in Manhattan, what will happen to you? Stranger in Manhattan, will your dreams come true? In the hubbub of the subway, in the traffic roar, will you find the dream you reach for? Find the love you're searching for. Stranger in Manhattan, what's the price you will pay? the price could be your broken heart. There's danger in Manhattan, stranger, little friend. Be smart.
John Wolowitz, This Moment, and Sue Gandy, Stranger in Manhattan. John's romanticism took form in his ballads. The best of them are bittersweet, loving but at the edge of heartbreak. They compel your empathetic attention because even though the emotion is within the song, you've been there too. John Wolowitz, I Will Always Take You Back.
Manhattan, New York City, Boston, Washington, contains 75 million people. Early on in our lives in this megalopolis, we fall in love with one of them, usually the wrong one. Laughing together, racing the clock, tearing each other's life to shreds, then making up till dawn. How we carried on. Remember, remember the miracle we were. Remember, remember now and forever. I will always take you back, no matter where you've been or where you're coming from. I will always take you back, no matter what you've done. What you're running from. For now I know that you were all I ever needed. I've learned that who we were together, we must be. So come on, love. Come and be my own in this world that we have known, never more to be alone. Hear me call through the night, rise or fall, wrong or right, after all, I will always take you back. To the world that we have known.
through the night. You rise, you fall, you're wrong, you're right. After all, I will always take you.
John Wolowicz, I Will Always Take You Back. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. In addition to his romanticism, John Wolowicz was also a sly lunatic with a genius for camp. He wandered the streets, often with his dog in tow. He frequented clubs and paid very close attention to the people who passed him by or sat around tiny tables in city bistros. He never missed a trick. Here, of all things, is a cross-dressing drag queen with terrible taste in women's clothes, and then a wittily acidic view of his friends who are getting, as he says, younger than ever. Listen for the rhymes. Blossom Dearie sings Bruce, and John Wolowicz follows with Cosmetic Surgery.
Bruce, wherever you go, whatever you do, Bruce, I'm thinking of you, Bruce, and worrying so. Make sure you're not wearing that tacky green gown, and burn up those Joan Crawford pumps you limped into town upon with Yvonne. Bruce, I'm not one to mock a civilized frock, Bruce. You're wedded to schlock, Bruce. To sequins and sleaze. That gold lamé jumpsuit with wimple is simply an also-ran. You look like a hag, Bruce. Now don't be a drag, Bruce. When aping a woman, dress like a man. Bruce, you've got to reduce. Spruce up that caboose, Bruce. Or wear something loose, Bruce. You're lacking allure. Give up on those eclairs and chocolate chip pies. And banish your Gloria Vanderbilt jeans. They seem to be undersized. Thunder thighs. Bruce, you've read too much Proust. You've gotten confused, Bruce. We are not amused, Bruce. Your wardrobe is gauche. Don't emulate Nancy or Jackie. You're acting just as I feared. Please give me a break, Bruce. My heart has an ache, Bruce. For haute couture's sake, Bruce. Shave off your beard. Bruce, you are such a goose. Don't ever wear puce, Bruce. I called Claire Booth loose, Bruce. She had to agree. last night at the Met. You looked like a troll. And who were those mean-looking, awful old queens resembling some bus and truck? Cajofol. Bruce, you use too much rouge. I can't stand your lipstick to really be hipstick with something pastel. I don't mind your handbag, those earrings, that beauty mark on your knee. You're making me blue, Bruce. I'm pleading with you, Bruce. Don't call yourself Sue, Bruce. Stick with Marie.
I wrote this next song while on a train going to Pittsburgh. You will be delighted to know that this song is not about a train or Pittsburgh. It is rather about friends. And I don't know about your friends, but all my friends are getting younger than ever. Now look at Binky or Dora or Fred. Though their morals are loose, their flesh is taut. In a matter of weeks, with the modern techniques for improving physiques, they have lifted their cheeks and they've altered their beaks, and now everyone speaks in society's cliques of the changes that science has wrought, of the changes that money has bought. Now, for instance, between brunch last Sunday and cocktails, an old family friend named of Kate had a surgical fete, which we marvel at yet, for she showed up that evening for dinner at 8. Now, just that noon, she'd been weathered old wreckage, akin to the ruins of Greece. But by 7 that night, all her stitches were tight. She resembled her grandnephew's niece. Where her juleps and wattles had flourished in chaotic baroque disarray lay an exquisite kind of velvety rind, with henna triumphant where once there was gray. Since by nature our Kate was a hellion, we wondered how much she would dare. Why, she'd been warned in advance not to speak, smile, or dance, or even to comb out her hair. Well, she ordered a triple martini, which arrived with some ice and a straw. Now, I felt it foolhardy, but this was Kate's party, and as she sipped it, we murmured in awe, "Good Lord, there goes part of her chin line." Then down drooped her left eye so blue, and that silken smooth neck, which took decades to wreck, fell apart in a moment or two. Well, we hauled her right off to Payne Whitney in a jitney so chic you could scream. She felt it all sliding, so she went into hiding while the doctors sewed up every seam. Now, of course, my discourse has a moral. Seek beauty wherever it thrives. But as you grow older, then the eye of the beholder sees nothing but scalpels and knives. So just let all that flesh crash around you. Let gravity tug at your bones. And don't be like Kate, who learned much too late that stitches can resurrect bitches and crones. However, I've heard of someone in Geneva who does the most fabulous things. Why, the man is mind-blowing with his chopping and sewing, and suddenly my heart has wings. So it's off to the Alps in the morning. I'm going to look just like a kid, but I'll recuperate carefully, not like Kate, who said prayerfully,
I'll stay young if it kills me.
It did.
Blossom Dearie Bruce and John Wallowich Cosmetic Surgery. John Wallowich knew how to write and even how to sing with his tongue in his cheek. No mean feat. He could be barbed, but feel affection for his target at the same time. And sometimes he could just be barbed, as when he aimed his tongue and his pen at the inarticulate 60s. This is Oh Wow.
This is a tiny song for all you flower children from the 60s out there. Regenerate or unregenerate, and I reiterate, it's a tiny song. I've been letting it all hang out while I've been getting it all together so I could tell where my head is at. Oh, wow. I've been taking the whole world in while I've been watching it split asunder, and I've been telling it to my cat. Oh, wow. And I've come up with a couple of answers like, you're born, you grow, you love, you live, you die. Oh, my. Just a couple of answers like that. Now I wander along the way, and now I smile at the sight of sunsets, and robins know where my head is at. Robins know where my head is at.
John Wallowich, Oh Wow. New York never lived up to John's dreams. How could it have? He was also a nostalgiac who tied his dreams to the best of the recent past when New Yorkers still knew what glamour was and knew enough to miss it. But nothing resists change forever, and change doesn't have to mean decline. Maybe there's just something indomitable about New Yorkers, regardless of the direction they face. Dixie Carter, There Used to Be, and John Wallowich, My Manhattan.
There used to be words. There used to be music. There used to be melody. There used to be song. There used to be moonlight and stars up above. There used to be romance. There used to be love. There used to be friends. There used to be everything ends. I swear it's not true. With love in our hearts, we'll keep it all going. 'Cause baby, there's me, and baby, there's you. Come on, John, sing it with me. There used to be words.
Used to be words.
There used to be music.
Music.
There used to be melody.
Melody.
There used to be song.
Used to be song.
There used to be moonlight.
Remember that old thing.
Stars up above.
Way up above.
There used to be romance. There used to be love. There used to be friends. There used to be everything ends.
You know that's not true. With love.
love in our hearts. We'll keep it all going.
'Cause baby, there's me.
Baby, there's you.
And baby, there's you.
Baby, there's me.
'Cause baby, there's me.
Manhattan isn't what it used to be. No matter what you say, it isn't so. The Algonquin and the Plaza are a memory, and Broadway turned to Coney long ago. My Manhattan has become a strident Waterloo, the clanging of a million hollow gongs, and the town that Larry Hart and Mr. Porter knew only exists in pictures painted by their songs. Times Square today is like a raging battlefield. Park Avenue is corporate and grim. Oh, I grant you, Sutton Square is truly beautiful, but it somehow seems to live behind a scrim. I often wish Manhattan would come home again, to dream the dream that died along the way. And how many times I've grown so sad, I roam again hoping to find a remnant of a lovelier day. Well, this morning the city changed into a magically remarkable place, and this ugly new town came tumbling down. When I spotted one incredible face in the crowd, when I spotted that incredible face, my Manhattan lived again. My Manhattan lives again. There are skylarks on Third while Lexington dances and Beekman romances the drive. Haven't you heard that Chelsea is humming and Harlem's aglow and alive? Wall Street's in love with the Village. The West Side is beaming with pride. I'll tell you why I'm so carried away. Well, I saw Garbo today.
Dixie Carter, There Used to Be, and John Wolowitz, My Manhattan. There's more to John Wolowitz's romanticism than nostalgia. Oh, it's there all right, but the songs are as much about the present as the past. My, he says, how the old neighborhood has changed. People have left, but friends remain, and as long as you and I have each other, three cheers for the years. The lyric is heartbreaking, but there'll be no tears because he remembers. John Wolowitz, Beekman Place Elegy.
Hi, here I am, John Wolowitz, back in the studio again. Nearly 10 years after recording My Manhattan. Some lovely old friends in the studio. And Dixie Carter's here, and Bertram Ross to join me. My, the old neighborhood has changed.
Miss Garbo decided to move away, and so did Irving Berlin. Beekman Place is a shell of its former self, and Binky has taken to gin. The ginkgos still hover politely. They curtsy and kiss every truck. Irving's old mansion's unsightly, and the natives are out for the buck. And the artists have gone, and the writers have gone. Sexy Rexy has gone with them too. But I hold my head high as the lawyers march by, 'cause I know that I have me and you. So here's to Manhattan, the way that we knew it. Time races by, and it's natural to rue it. Who pulled the plug? Well, the mug, whoever he is, really blew it. Three cheers for the years, pop the cork. For Garbo, Berlin, and New York.
John Wolowitz, Beekman Place Elegy. What's left to provide a lift but old friends? In my file, I have five songs with that same title by Gretchen Cryer and Nancy Ford, Ian Whitcomb, Roger Miller, and Stephen Sondheim. How's that for range? Oh, yes, and one by John Wolowitz. He knew all those other songs, but he said in South Philadelphia, we'd have had a barroom song. He wrote it his way for the people close to him, and they joined him in the singing. John Wolowitz, Old Friends.
What do I do when I'm feeling low? Who can I turn to? Where can I go?
Old friends.
When skies are cloudy, everything's blue. Who do I lean on? Oh, somebody new.
No.
I lean on my
old friends. Old friends, there's nothing like old friends. They call on the phone. You're never alone. Old friends, dependable old friends.
Old friends,
new friends, they're never around when you're down. But old friends, they're there for the sad. Not only the glad times, they're faithful and true. My old friends, my wonderful old friends, I'm lonesome and blue. I'm counting on you. When you're friends, my true friends, I'm counting on you. Old friends, there's nothing like old friends. They call on the phone, you're never
John Wolowitz, Old Friends. Simply put, I think John Wolowitz is a treasure, and I wish he was still with us. Almost as much, I wish everybody knew his songs. Why not tell your friends about him? They'll be glad you did. Andrew Croucher's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.